What should you do if in the middle of you're lighting your Hanukkah candles, one of the earliest candles you lit just blew out? So in other words, let's call it that you light number four first, because the day four, so you're starting from the left. You do 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's just use those terms. So you light number four, then you light number three, and you light as you're about to light number two, number four goes out. So should you go 4, 3, 2, 1, and then go back to light number four? Or should you go 4, 3, go back and fix number four, and then go to 2, 1? Or should you just not do anything? Just do 4, 3, 2, 1, and if four went out, it went out. So the Shulchan Aruch has a very basic concept of Hadwaka Osa Mitzvah, that it's the lighting which does the mitzvah, and therefore if the light goes out, even before the half hour, you don't need to relight it because you fulfilled the mitzvah simply by lighting a candle which could, in theory, last a half hour. Now, the Ramah says if you want to be machmir and relight, then there's no new bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Taka, you really should be machmir and relight it if possible, but again, there's no chiv to do so. The Be'er Halacha has a big chiddush though. He says, if one of the candles blow out after you light it, but before you light all the rest of the candles, you must relight it in order to fulfill Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, because Hidr Mitzvah means that you know that all are lit at the same time and that it's capable of someone knowing that it's the fourth night, for example. So in other words, on the fourth night, if you light 4, 3, and then 4 goes out, before you light 2 and 1, you never will have had 4 candles lit, and therefore you must at some point, and we'll discuss at what point, but you must light number four again if you want to fulfill Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Now, what is the lumdis of this opinion of the Be'er Halacha? So I saw in this sefer called Shalmei Shimon by Rav Shimon Bitan, who says that there is a basic chakira. These extra candles that you're lighting, are they part of the Iker mitzvah, or are they a separate mitzvah itself? So, and a couple of ramifications about this. Shulchan Aruch gives an case. If you light, are you light a light from one candle to the other candle? The Ramah disagrees. He says, since only the main candle, he says you can't light from one candle to another candle because only the main candle is the Iker mitzvah. So you see, this machlokas is based upon whether all candles are the Iker, that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds, or the Ramah holds, no, only the main candle is the Iker mitzvah. Another application is, which way do you go? The Shulchan Aruch says you light left to right, and you start with the newest candle. The Vilna Gaon says, no, why would you do that? You start with the right candle, because why would you start with a candle which is only Hidr mitzvah? So therefore you see the same machlokas. Are the candles all Iker, that's the Shulchan Aruch in his opinion, or is just the main candle the main mitzvah, and all the ones are just Hidr to it? Another application would be if you light 3 candles on the fourth night, but then you subsequently get a fourth candle and you light it separately, do you make a new bracha on that? According to the Shulchan Aruch, you wouldn't make a new bracha because this candle is also Iker part of the mitzvah. But according to the Gra and the Ramah, no, you not make a new bracha. Another application would be, do you need to give a poor person enough money to buy all 4 candles on the fourth night or just the main candle? According to the Mishnah Berurah, that only one is the main candle, so you only need to buy one, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And then that's like the Vilna Gaon. According to the Ar Sameach, you would have to buy him all candles, and that would be like the Shulchan Aruch, because all candles are the Iker mitzvah. Now, another ramification could possibly be our case. If one of them blows out after you light it, but before you light all the rest, do you need to relight that candle or not in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So the Be'er Halacha would be, with Shitaso of the Ram of the Mishnah Berurah, that only one candle is the Iker mitzvah. That's the main one. But if, in order to achieve Hidr, therefore, you need to have all Hidr mitzvah, all of those extra Hidr candles lit at the same time, because otherwise, what's the purpose of having only 2 or 3 lit on a fourth night? You need to show the Hidr, and an application of this is one of the Hidr candles blows out after the half hour, you could blow out the other Hidr candles, because there's no benefit. If one candle is the main candle on the fourth night, then the other three are a unit. They need to show that there's 3 serving as Hidr to bolster that one, and therefore you need all 4. If one blows out, so then you better relight it unless you have all 4 for at least 1 second. Now, the Shulchan Aruch would disagree and says, you know, maybe you don't need to relight it, because just like since all of them are the Iker candle, and just like if one Iker candle goes out in the first night, then you don't need to relight it, because Kav Sein Zakakwa, so you don't need to relight the other ones. A interesting question of application of this bir halacha though is, well, which one do you light first? So you do 4, 3, and you're about to light number 2, and now 4 goes out. Do you do 4, 3, 2, 1, 4, or 4, 3, 4, 2, 1? So the Chashukei Chemer, Zilberstein writes that you continue doing 4, 3, 2, 1, and then go back to 4. Because how can you jump over number 2? How can you ignore number 2, which you're up to? That's Ein Mavir Al Mitzvah. You don't pass over a mitzvah. The Karim Eliezer disagrees. He says if you lit that first one properly, if you lit 4 properly, and now you go to 3, then he says you could pick its fielder's choice. You could do 4, 3, 2, 1. You could do 4, 3, 4. There's no issue of Ein Mavirin because it's all one big mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Yosef from Yosef Lieberman, a distant cousin of mine, writes that, cites from Moshe Yadur, from Ar Shabbos, who says, no, it's better to light number 4 first, light 4 again. So in other words, you go 4, 3, 4, 2, 1. Why? Because that is the main candle. That's the Iker. On that fourth night, that first one that you light, which I call number 4, it's the leftmost, it's like the fourth one prong in the menorah. So that one is the main candle of the night. So of course you do 4, 3, 4, because that's the main candle. Why would you go to a new hiddur one, number 2, before going back to the main one? It's not an issue of Ein Ma'avir. When you have a main mitzvah and you have a non-main mitzvah, of course you always do the main mitzvah first, and that's what the Mishnah Yosef says. However, if it would be 4, 3, 2, and then 3 blows out, then you do 4, 3, 2, 1, and then go back to 3, because they're both hiddur mitzvah. Now just to know, end with Avnei Yoshua, he challenges the whole ruling of the Bir Halacha. He says if you write 4, 3, and 4 goes out, you can just forget about 4, and just do 4, 3, 2, 1, and never, you don't have to write 4 again, because 4 lasted 1 second, that's it, finished.